Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your hostess and guide this morning, as we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers that put out in-depth information you can incorporate into your life right now to start your day the millionaire way. And for this Tuesday, November 16th, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And today's topic is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. You're probably rolling out of bed right now thinking, I'm so not enthusiastic. But do we really even know what enthusiasm is? Have we bothered to take a look specifically at enthusiasm? What is it? What does it mean? And how do I become enthusiastic? Well, we're going to address all of those right here this morning, as we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and look at the habits and ideas millionaires have each and every day. And then we are going to put out a step-by-step strategy that you can incorporate into your life right now so you can start every day the millionaire way. And today, focusing on enthusiasm, let's start by looking at what is the definition of enthusiasm. One of my favorite websites, dictionary.com, not a sponsor but should be, talks about enthusiasm as a noun, absorbing or controlling possession of the mind by any interest or pursuit. Lively interest. Think about that. Would you have thought that that's what enthusiasm is? Or defined as? Most people wouldn't consider that. Most people think either it's something you have or you don't have. But I like the words, absorbing or controlling possession of the mind. The second form of definition is an occupation, activity, or pursuit in which such interest is shown. The origin of the word enthusiasm came from a Greek root about possession, like your soul's possession by a god. That's where it came from. Other words that are like it are eagerness, warmth, fervor, zeal, ardor, passion, and devotion. All of those capture the essence of enthusiasm, but I am going to challenge you, and I'm going to add one more piece to that proverbial puzzle and get you to think a little bit more about enthusiasm from a different perspective. From a neurolinguistic programming perspective, all of our states, emotional states, are choices. And with that choice, we can choose to be happy, sad, enthusiastic, resistant. And enthusiasm, as I challenge this definition to expand upon it, is a chosen emotional state where you choose to be enraptured by a particular idea or concept or hobby or employment, whatever your particular source of fondness is that creates that enthusiasm. It's an emotional state. You choose to be enthusiastic about a particular project or item, area of interest. Now, things can occur naturally, but can we develop enthusiasm for something that we're really not excited about? The answer is yes, a resounding yes. We can create enthusiasm about whatever it is that we desire. Enthusiasm releases endorphins. These are those happy, happy hormones that make us feel life is worth living. And with these emotional, happy hormones, as we choose this incredibly great feeling chemical reaction to occur within our bodies, we change and fundamentally shift everything in the universe, how it all unfolds, how we all respond, how we draw things to us, how we increase our enthusiasm. So one way to capture enthusiasm is kind of take a look at what you've been enthusiastic about in the past. Visit a time in your mind where you were very, very enthusiastic. How did that feel? How did it look? How did it smell? What were you seeing at the time that you were very enthusiastic? What were you experiencing? Could you feel the endorphins, those chemical happy hormones coursing through your body as you pursued this area of interest? Experience with how that feels for just a moment. Kind of capture that feeling. And with your left hand, take your right hand, put a palm down facing the floor, and just kind of tap and hold your wrist for a moment as you're feeling that feeling of enthusiasm and excitement, passion for your area of interest. Now, break that state. Look around the room, kind of see what you're doing. Focus in on a few things. Maybe read a few words on a book on a shelf or a page. And now let's take an area of concern that you're not so enthusiastic about. Doing the dishes, perhaps. Taking out the trash. Walking the dog. Take a look at this particular area of interest and look at why you might be negative. What would be the root cause of that negativity? If you're thinking about maybe your job, you're not real enthusiastic about your job, is it because you're afraid of pursuing the next career level? Are you afraid of being too involved or too engaged and then you'll get fired? Is your concern or your enthusiasm inhibitor coming from fear or worry? If your enthusiasm inhibitor is fear or worry-based, you can download our last few weeks of episodes where we address how to conquer our fears and our worries and concerns. And so let's look at this particular area of interest, at what we could be enthusiastic about. What positive elements are in this area of interest that could make us excited, passionate? For the dishes, and having to do the dishes, well, it's the fact that you'll get to eat off of sanitary clean plates the next time. It'll make your house cleaner, more sanitary to live in. And when the chore is complete, it's one less item you have to do when you're enthusiastic. Now, cultivate this positive attitude about this new endeavor that you're not so thrilled about right now. Tap your wrist on your right hand as you revisit that level of enthusiasm. Now, to make being enthusiastic about certain things, if you seek out areas of interest that naturally enthuse you, it makes you that much more interested. But we can create this level of enthusiasm because it's contagious. So also continue to rally your level of enthusiasm by surrounding yourself with other enthusiastic people. It's contagious, you know, and you can create it from within. A very dynamic technique I learned from my neurolinguistic programming training was the circle of excellence. And we can create a circle of enthusiasm just as easy. So imagine, if you will, a 2 or 3 foot circle on the floor in front of you. Everybody stand up and take a look at this circle on the floor in front of you. It's got to be big enough for you to step into it. And now tap your wrist as you bring back that feeling of enthusiasm that you had about something else. Come to a time where you had so much enthusiasm, it was oozing from your pores. Those happy endorphins were coursing through your system at an unbelievable rate. Push all this into this circle of excellence. Think of all those times that you were in the winner's circle or you were in the zone and nothing could stop you, where your passion was so high that you would lose track of time. Gather all this enthusiasm. Put it forward into this circle. See that circle radiating and growing with this light and gift of energy. And then step into it. Bathe in all of that enthusiasm. Rub it all over your body. Allow it to come in. Inhale this enthusiasm. Rub it, feel it all over your body. Experience it for a moment. Enjoy the enthusiasm. Now hop back out. Leave that enthusiasm in the circle. Hop back out. Be back to the unenthusiastic person you just were a moment ago. Look around the room. Everything's back to normal. Now jump back into that circle of excellence. Be excited, be enthusiastic, rub it all over, drink it in, inhale the enthusiasm. Take it all in. Allow that adrenaline to start coursing. Allow those endorphins to be released. Enjoy and revel in that state. Now step back out of the circle, but bring that enthusiasm with you. Now bend over carefully so we don't injure ourselves and take that circle of excellence and fold it up, fold it in half, then half again, and wad it up so it's small enough that it can fit in your front coat pocket. And that's your circle of enthusiasm. You can take that enthusiasm with you anywhere at any moment. And you can jump into that circle of enthusiasm. If you don't happen to have enough physical area to spread out your circle of enthusiasm and jump into it, never fear. You have created an anchor of that enthusiasm right there on your wrist. Take that enthusiasm with you wherever you go, and whenever you are in a slump, pull that enthusiasm out and trigger that emotional state Thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to The Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your hostess and guide. Thanking you so much for joining us. Here is to your wealth. Finally, financial independence can be yours. Each and every day, remember to bring out this circle of enthusiasm and use it to help you start your day the millionaire way. Finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com.